It's EV News Briefly for Wednesday, 30th of July. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you've got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters go ad-free, be like them. Click on a link in the show notes. The Porsche Taycan is this year's Car and Driver EV of the Year award winner. Previous winners include the Mustang Mach-E, the Hyundai Ioniq 5, the 6 and the 5N, the newly improved Taycan with bigger battery, faster charging and a lot more range. Picking up the top spots. Ward Cupra will delay their entry into the USA. Cupra is now the spun-off bit of SEAT, which is the Spanish bit of Volkswagen Group, by the way. Its own thing these days. They had a change of CEO recently, but they're denying that the change of CEO is the reason. They're saying it's the uncertain regulatory future stateside. Now, Morocco is an increasingly important part of the EV story. EVs are being made there, batteries are being made there, and cells will increasingly be made in Morocco. You can export to the US, to Europe. They've got free trade agreements. Labour is a lot cheaper, of course, in Africa, and a new lithium hydroxide refining plant being built by LG there. That's important for making cathodes. UK plug-in hybrids may not be reclassified with the new real-world emissions figures. Now, we all know that the plug-in hybrids for many years got favourable lab tests because they presumed that people would charge the batteries and therefore they got great tax rates, and then people bought plug-in hybrids as company cars and never charged them. They're very polluting vehicles because they're just very heavy, bad combustion cars if you don't charge the battery. Now, in Europe, they've reclassified that, and it's like 3.5 times more penalised because it's the real-world CO2 emissions. The UK may not, thanks to Brexit, follow those tighter rules. It could mean some of those plug-in hybrids, which now count towards less of hitting targets and things in the EU, get funnels towards the United Kingdom. Meanwhile, there is some disagreement over the new EU deal with the USA. It's a 15% flat rate tariff on EVs made in Germany going to the US. The UK has a 10% deal, but that's only for 100,000 vehicles a year. But there's still fighting going on, saying the EU got a less advantageous deal than the UK. Hey, I bet you didn't think Nepal was a big EV market, and certainly by volume it's not. A little report by Electrek that I found shows that 76% of new passenger vehicles are electric in Nepal. Turns out 10 years ago, thanks to a fuel crisis with India, Nepal invested very heavily in hydropower. Therefore, they have a lot of cheap electricity at times, and thanks to electric vehicles, cheaper Chinese ones, coming into the market, everybody just buys an EV in Nepal now because it's so cheap to run one on their electric. It's not like they've suddenly turned green, but it just makes sense. Now, okay, it's not quite Norway figures, but hey, they're not far off. Who knew? MG planning a new mid-size electric SUV. They've said that they want to bring new segments to Europe and to the UK. There's also a new trademark filing in Europe for the phrase MG S6. They have the MG S5, so that seems to hint towards that. Audi's EV sales are on the rise, and that's good because Audi combustion vehicles taking a small hit, 6% in the first half of the year compared to last year, but a 32% increase on the same period for their electric vehicle sales worldwide. Stellantis and Renault, the latest names to pull out of their hydrogen fuel cell investments, really leaving just Toyota, who keep telling everyone the future is hydrogen for personal road transport. I wonder if they'll wake up one day and go, maybe we're wrong. Or maybe not. Tesla's optimistic about the future of battery technology. We think that, you know, EVs are very capable now because they are. And yet the head of the EV engineering at Tesla, his name's Lars Moravi, talking recently about batteries, saying we're just at the beginning of battery technology. They're going to get so much better. Mercedes-Benz will unveil the GLC, very important model, at IAA in September. And the Jeep Avenger has now sold 200,000 versions here in Europe. And that's Briefly.